Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Super Mario Bros. Retrospective. I was a mammal, Travis Snail, and I'm joined by...
I am the egg sucker, Kirkland Patzer.
I am the pudgy buns, Dylan Muss.
I'm the de-evolved Taylor Field.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, usually every once in a while, because we got a lot of them we haven't done yet. We do video game movies and you let the patrons pick and stuff, and that will become. We'll probably do a make good and false, so don't worry, patrons, you'll get to select a video game movie, and we'll, you know, check out our Prince of Persia one. That was the first one in the series, and technically it is Mario, but we did not do a poll because Mario, at the time when we're recording this and the patrons are listening, we are 1 week away from Mushroom Kingdom. Here we come. We're so close to it. I'm very excited. I think we're going to have a much better experience than I'm assuming we'll have this go around. Taylor Field, lots of things coming up in April. You know, soon there'll be, we just did Mandalorian. I guess in a few weeks will be a Mando finale, stuff like that. You got Bo is Afraid, you got Evil Dead. Dylan, what games are coming out in April?
Oh, man, a bunch of stuff. Advance Wars coming out. I mean, doesn't, what's it called, Star Wars come out?
And May. They bumped
Dead
that to
Island,
May now.
Dead Island comes
Dead
out.
Island oh, no, yeah, I think you're right about Star Wars.
I'm getting Mega Man Battle Network. There's all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah. They should have a Mario game ready, you know? They should have another 3D platformer.
Their Mario game is Mario Kart, I think. That's what their Mario game is right now. They just released some new courses, and that's just keeps selling. So I think that's what their tie-in game was, weirdly enough.
There you go. So, yeah. Taylor Field, where can they find us?
Ladies and gentlemen, with the internet connection in the search bar, geekverse.ca is our home base. Geekverse casts our Twitter, and Geekverse is our Facebook.
Yes, everything you need to know is down below. The links, the video, the audio, all that good jazz, where to find everything, the separate feeds, the podcast network, what we do. Head over to Patreon, you get in this episode ad-free and early, much like other retrospectives that are going on right now. Evil Dead's about to finish up. Indiana Jones will be happening. Willem Dafoe in the fall. You'll get retros for next year that are happening. You got Willem Dafoe, stuff like that. Dylan's doing the Arcane retro right now and stuff like that. So there's lots of good things happening. A big shout out to Patreon producers, which I said, like I said, in the future, you will get to vote for a video game movie. We'll probably do that in fall. Aaron Brain, April Darkness, Josh Wright, and Jack Grant. Big thank you to you for supporting us. Big thank you to every supporter on the Patreon. And a big thank you to everybody downloading the episode on any feed, however you listen. If it's one episode, bunch of them, all of them, every once in a while, the big reviews, we appreciate y'all. Or if you come, because I know there's some fans, because we learned this in the COVID era, the beginning of it, that just like to listen to the movies that we think that they thought we'd probably really hate, because we got a lot of movies. And this got a kind of remind me of when we got Dragon Ball Z or some other movies that people just gave us to be like, oh, watch this. And luckily after they would tell us, hey, no, I didn't like this. I just want to hear you guys talk about it. Like Color Out of Space.
I was going to ask about that one. That's just like a blur in my memory. I can't remember if that was a Patreon. Pick
that was Aaron Braden's pick. I think
it was Aaron Braden.
Oh, thank you, Aaron Braden.
Yeah, and he and luckily we were all not a big fan of it, but then he did say, "Yeah, I just want you guys to talk about it." I wasn't either, so luckily all those or their line would still. Luckily, I feel like people they like to hear us talk about the rainy days sometimes, you know. So I'm gonna start with Mr. Field because he had never watched it. Because usually, well, I'll go rounds. Hey, what's your experience with the movie? Stuff like that. Mini spoiler: Taylor never watched it. I was surprised. Can't remember when we were talking about this, me, him, and Dylan on some cast, but we were surprised that he hadn't watched it. So Taylor, you know, obviously, I feel like definitely over the past few years, Geek versus Jaded, you've given some failing scores. Not like it used to be, but still, you're definitely the more positive of the group. How was your first time with Super Mario Bros. And did you have a good time with it?
Well, I'm familiar with it. Yes, never watched it, but I'm familiar with the like the Goombas and all that kind of stuff, like seeing the photos of, you know, Koopa and all of those things. But I had no idea the context or what the story was, anything at all. Getting into it, I did not watch it alone. I watched it with Madison.
Oh, she poor her.
She hated it. She never saw it either, but she hated it. She went to bed angry. She thought it was horrible and it was just stupid. And
did she get through it all?
Yep. Yeah, we both did.
Terrible.
So, I guess my confusion is I thought we were focusing on like, oh, you know, Peach is the main princess here. No, okay, it's not. But there are other things too where like, oh, like...
Wait, that's your main confusion?
That's the main confusion.
The main confusion is the characters. The characters and I guess the representations and just like there's certain focuses on certain characters. Like with Toad, it's just that
Toad.
Clearly went nowhere.
Toad.
And just the lore that they really tried to tackle onto, and I felt like Koopa was like a creepy sex addict, like pervert or something like that. Like he's that's, doing his tongue that, thing and all that.
That's adaptive right from the game. Yeah, that one. Yeah. That one they nailed out of the park.
I will say though, highlights wise, I really did like Mario and Luigi. I got a kick out of them and their kind of banter with each other and just what they were doing. But it definitely felt like a. I had a comparison in my head last night when I was watching it, but it was weird. It had such a maybe like a Mad Max kind of vibe to it mixed with something else. yeah, not at all what I would thought a Nintendo Mario Brothers adaption would have been, and I'm just surprised that someone at Nintendo allowed them to do this. It's very very bold.
Different time in Nintendo history.
Clearly a different time.
Well, yeah. It did the reverse, though, that after they saw this movie, they made a rule of no more live-action movies. So it did the reverse, where they went, you know, we shouldn't have allowed this. Let's not let this happen again. So
maybe that makes this a very important movie.
It does. It honestly does, because even if it was like this shit, if it would have succeeded, this could have created a long line. Like, I have my trivia later, but the next movie down the line that they were developing was a Metroid movie, and this shut that right down. This was like the death knell on that, but that was the next up the bat was Metroid.
Which would have actually been a good idea.
I think so. Unless, depends who. If it's this crew again, maybe not so much. But the idea of like you could get like a Ridley Scott alien type with Metroid and Sam.
Yeah,
like
with the budget that this movie had, you could have a sick movie for sure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So you have said, do you like it, not like it? Where are you?
I'm not going to rewatch it ever again in my life. I'm going to leave it at that. And if I have to watch it again, I'll be watching it alone probably because I don't think anyone else. Like, my wife won't watch it with me. So
don't recommend watching this alone, Taylor. I went through that.
Why? You said I'll never, like, if I have to watch this again, it'll be alone. What instances is that going to be in?
Well, Madison's not going to watch it with me.
No, but like, why would you? It'd be different if like you're a group of fans and they're like, let's put on the Mario Bros. Movie and stuff, but you're like, you're alone. That's the only time you'll watch it. So who's making you watch it alone?
Well, none of my group of friends. I don't think you guys are like, oh, we're hanging out. Let's put on the Mario movie. The instance where I'm alone is like, it'll be podcast related and we're in our own places here. And someone's going to be like, Geekverse, here's $10 million. Let's watch Mario.
What if there just became this meme that started where people subscribe to our Patreon just to make us watch this movie over and over again, kind of like that Paul Blart podcast.
Yeah.
So people just get in there and they say, "What you know, I need you to do a retro for this movie again and again and again." I would do it. I would happily welcome that.
I would
please
do it.
Join
I mean,
our Patreon.
Patreon, yeah.
That. We'll do it.
You can play God, so do it.
That's going to be one of our new things, play God. I was just seeing if they're still going. Yeah, you can check out Till Death Do Us Blart 2022. So they have reviewed this movie since 2015. So same thing as that. So they've reviewed. Gosh. They only drop one episode a year, and they just it's for November for Paul Blart. They only it's a
good.
Big thing.
It's fun.
Yeah. So they've reviewed it 7 times. So there you go. If you want to check that out, big shout out to that podcast. And if you want to do it, then yeah, you definitely got to pay up for that. I'll be as blunt as possible. But Kirk and Patzer, the egg sucker, you watched this alone, and
yeah.
So had you seen this before?
Not at all.
You too.
I feel like I had heard like an eerie like folktale story about this movie, and I just
like
didn't
the
believe
Forbidden
it.
Forest,
you know,
like
yeah, it's like that's not real. Like, there's no way. And then maybe it seemed like an image, but just thought it was like a fan thing. And then of course someone brought it up, just leading up to the Super Mario Bros. Thing, and it's like, okay, yeah, no, I'll do my due diligence for the podcast and watch it for sure. I'm actually pretty similar to Madison in the sense where I went to bed angry watching this movie. I started it yesterday. I fell asleep watching it, and I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I fell asleep. I'm going to have to finish this movie tomorrow. I like go to pause it, and it was literally less than halfway through the movie, and I was like, oh my God, I am so mad that I have to watch like a huge chunk of this movie because I fell asleep already. So it's basically like the whole movie. Like, I'm gonna have to rewind and go it again. And it just spread over 2 days. I thought I could just bang it out in one session, but this is a long movie. It's like an hour 45, I think. I know that's not like I know it's not that long. It's long. Yeah, exactly. But it felt like a 3-hour venture, and yeah. I don't know. Like I think going into it too, I was just expecting like an hour 10, hour 15, like pretty clean.
Like John Wick is a full hour longer than this, you know.
Yeah, but it just zooms by, yeah. and this one. You know, like, yeah, like I had to spread it over 2 days, but it felt so long, and I really did not enjoy this movie, like, at all. Like, I wanted to turn it off multiple times. I'm like, I can't believe it. This is going to be the one that I just, like, one podcast movie, I'm going to have to, like, tell guys I cannot make it for some reason. Like, I just cannot do it.
I almost did that, too. We were all there. Yeah,
it was rough, and, like, I feel like I'm not super, like, hyperbolic on, like, a review like that, but, yeah, this was extremely bad to get through. You know, like briefly mentioned like the budget too. I was just like amazed on like how like, yeah, I'll say it, like how good some of like the actual like whether they were like remaking like a police car or something, like they had so much like attention to detail on things. Like maybe the direction was awful, but like the actual execution of it, like I was just like amazed by some of these like sets
budget.
We were going through.
Huge budget.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't look it up, but I was just absolutely baffled just with how expanse and big like they really went in this movie.
It's like 45 yeah. million or something for the budget.
In the
Holy
90s.
Shit. In the 90s.
Yeah. In the 90s, yeah.
It's like
did no one read the script for this? They just greenlit the 45 million? But yeah, I did not like pretty much any of the characters. Like the mains aren't, they're not the worst part of the movie, but like it's not really comparing it by much there. I just couldn't grasp onto the story. Like it was they did not do like the original Super Mario's magic like justice at all, in my opinion. It's just like I'm upset that this is actually a thing, because I just feel like it like brings down the Super Mario name to an extent. But you know, to my earlier point, maybe it is an important sequence of events that this release, and they're like, hey, no, we're not gonna let this happen again. And then you know, here we are freaking 20, 30 years later, and we're getting the good Super Mario starting next week. So
redemption
for sure. But yeah, this one was a rough one to get through.
Yeah, to put it in perspective, there's 4 years apart from them, but still, it's like still 80s, 90s. The first Batman film, Michael Keaton, 1989, had a budget of $48 million. And then this had the same type of budget. And you got to think about, like, that's Batman saying that they did big sets, everything. Yeah. Batman goes on to make $411 million. This goes on to make $38 million. And just, like, expect like that. And you imagine, too, the marketing, too. That budget must have been massive. Because, like, well, we got a Mario movie, right? And just... It sounds like word spread very fast throughout. There was no internet, but word of mouth spread very fast of avoid this Mario movie and stuff like that. But yeah, it had the same budget as the very first Batman movie, which was considered a big, big blockbuster. Same as this, right? Because we're making a Mario Bros. It's the biggest video game of all time. We got to give it a big budget and... Yeesh, you know? So Dylan, you said you also had a moment like Kirkland where you weren't sure if you're going to... make it through the past Mount Doom and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a reason for that, but very quickly, like I definitely have seen parts of this, but I've never mm-hmm. sat down and watched it from start to finish. I think it was one of those things that would pop up on TV back when I was, you know, in the flipping channels kind of day, and I would watch it here or there. But obviously, when I was watching it as a kid, I was not. This is not the Mario that I knew and loved and all of that. But yeah, I mean, I pretty much entirely agree with everything Taylor and Kirkland said. This movie sucks, and it's not a so bad it's good. It's just it's just bad, and it's, man, it just, so like the idea, the choices of, like, it's hard to call this an adaptation, right? Because it's almost just like using the names of these things and creating mm-hmm. like a new fictional weird Mario cyberpunk story. So obviously there's what could be some interesting things to at least, like, okay, this is so weird that I'm down to see this adventure. But I think this movie pulls what is, like, one of the most offensive things that a movie can do, other than just straight up being, like, racist or something. But this movie is just incredibly boring, right? And that's the worst thing of all, is that I didn't laugh, I didn't smile, I didn't cry. I wasn't even mad like you guys. I was just like, okay, hour 40.
Did you watch it with your girlfriend?
Oh, absolutely not. I knew she would hate this thing. I did not put her through the torture that you did. Yeah. I was like, I'm watching this on my own. It's funny, though, because I was watching it here in this office, and when the movie was done, when the credits were rolling, she was out in the living room, and she was like, Man, that's a bop. What are you listening to out there, Dylan? So she was like really into the credits music. But yeah, I don't think she would have enjoyed any of the rest of it. So yeah.
Yeah, I can't
believe you like the credits. Wait till you see the movie.
Yeah, just wait.
It's the best there's part.
There's original
my
song
favorite
by
part too. I'm like, all right, I'm done. Yeah. I can rest.
It felt it's like a Frodo event. Like it's done.
You got that original song by Rock's Net, whatever it is. I'm awake or you're awake or what's next, whatever that was titled, playing with the credits. So shout out, I don't know what Rock's Net is, but shout out to them. Yeah, and Taylor Bowl, what, your wife is 7 months pregnant and you're putting her through this? You know, like the labor is going
to
be nothing.
I can't send her to the
movie.
Bedroom. I was like, I need the TV. I got to watch this in the living room.
You
like,
wake up early and watch this without her so you don't put her through this.
I'm not
waking
up early to watch this movie.
If good you guys Lord. Ever get divorced, she's going to list this as reason number one. I'm telling you, that's going to be the lawyer's going to give you a list, and reason number one, made her watch Super Mario Bros. March 28th, 2023. But yeah, I'm not going to say the same thing these guys did. It's awful. There's not a redeeming thing about it. It's like Dylan said, it's not a so bad, it's good. It's just bad. Because I've still watched this for friends. And I think I've seen this. This is probably my, I'd say, fourth time, but I feel like the other times
better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I feel like there's a couple times as a kid, and I definitely at one point with friends I put this on, but I feel like even when we did that time, it just was just like the whole time it was just like, can you believe this shit? Like every time, so like, what are they doing here? And I think that's the biggest thing where talking about it, where, you know, we did a retro, me, Kirk, and Taylor for Catwoman, you know, and what's the basis of that? It's an awful movie, but it's still a anti-hero who puts on a cat costume. They got that. Kirkland may disagree with this, but we did Dragon Ball Z, and it's an awful, awful movie, right? But he's still got like the basic of they're trying to hit on things in the world, the characters, but the characters look the way they do. Like they're trying, right? It's just, okay, it's a Dragon Ball Z movie that's really, really bad. Where this is just, I think this is the biggest bungling of a IP to movie ever. And I know it's not a hyperbolic thing to say, like that's been the thing echoed probably since the 90s, but I think it truly is. Like I was going through my list of like what other books, video games, comic books, TV shows that have been adapted this bad, and I think this just takes the cake. And it's just weird, and I have in the trivia too where that was the big thing with the studio and the directors were fighting because the studio wanted to be a family movie and the directors wanted to be a serious adult movie. And you can clearly see that in this, where it's just like my name is like it's supposed to be a kids movie, but literally there's a showing that says I was a mammal XXX on a theater. Like there's a porno theater in Mushroom Kingdom. Like what are we doing here? And that's where it's just the fact, and like again, it is definitely Nintendo make the right move to see this. And like, man, if this is what's going to happen to our IP, we can't let this happen. And obviously, who knows how great the movie is next week? Maybe it's just a fine movie. But even then, it looks like, okay, this has the pure essence of what Mario should be. The writing, that all be subjective and everything like that. But this, it's just, it just, yeah, they got the name, they got the characters' names, and just threw it on this weird, like, leather lace gross world where Mushroom Kingdom is Brooklyn just with fungus. It's just the biggest misstep. And I get it too, because it is the 90s, right? And you would go, hey, this is the best they could do. And yeah, they have these, that's the other thing when Kirk and you're talking about these sets, I just feel bad that people like the money and all the people that worked on this, like these are some huge sets and the costume designs and the clubs and everything like that just for this, you know, like this is what it was all used for, was this product and stuff like that. And it just shows of like, this I think is the 101 of a studio just getting their hands on IP and just, we gotta make a movie of this, whatever, we don't care what it is, how it's gonna be done, there just has to be a Mario movie so we can make a bunch of money. And luckily it didn't, but just watching, and I'll never, unless this Patreon thing happens that Taylor joked about, I will never, this is me closing the book, retiring this, because I knew we'd talk about in the cast one day, just because I feel like it's like a, you kind of have to, it's a rite of passage, like, hey, we're putting this to bed so we go talk about the new great one. But this is if there was an eighth sin, this movie would be it, you know, it would just be Super Mario Bros. So yeah, it's not good. Yeah, so we're gonna take our first little ad break here. We're gonna get into spoilers. Look out! But we recommend this time, don't watch the movie. If you've never seen it, just stay tuned with us, and we'll walk you through it, and we'll hit you the beats, because it's not worth your hour 40. The hour 40 you spent here with us, driving to work, working out, doing something, listening, would be much better spent than the movie. I can promise you that, and it's not going to cost you $48 million, you know? A free download, $5 to get it ad-free early, so we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's just start with where you want to go. I hear you, Don. I hear your gullet opening.
Well, I mean, you can go where you. I was the first
Mario
thing
Luigi. You know, just them. But
sure, yeah, let's go for it. I mean, I was surprised to. I was like, man, why does Luigi look so familiar? And then it's like, oh yeah, I've seen this guy in things recently, in John Wick, in the Menu. What's his name? John
Leguizamo.
Leguizamo, yeah. And to Taylor's point, like I do think the actors for those two, and honestly for most of the people in here, is fine. I think the one egregious actor for me is the Koopa King himself. Is just like some of those performances. I understand that's a hard role to play well by anyone, but that was not good. But I think Mario and Luigi, like, yeah, acting's totally cool. They have like their little banter. They're charismatic enough. Like, not bad acting by any means, but there's just nothing in the story that feels like I haven't seen it before. Like, it's just a very generic movie in that way. So I guess there's no really opportunity for them to rise up, but I think they're fine.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like in a world where this could have been done better, they probably could have gotten us there to those characters like good enough in a live action sense. You know, like if you're making a movie for this time, like the time where people, they do those fan casts, like what if the Avengers was made in the 80s? Like, this feels like, okay, you got the right pieces here, but it was just, yeah, obviously. And they knew that this was production hell and stuff like that. I'll sprinkle some trivia throughout. John Leguizamo, he revealed in his 2007 biography book that he and Bob Hoskins were drunk most of this movie because they knew it was bad. And they a few weeks in hated this. So they realized that they just had to make the best of it. So they were just constantly drinking on this movie the whole time because they just were trying to get through it. Same thing I have in my tree, but the guy who played, like Dennis Hopper played King Koopa, he was originally supposed to be there for 3 weeks and went over. He ended up being there for 17 weeks. You can tell that he, and then at one time he got into a 3-hour screaming match with the directors and it like held up the whole set. So maybe that's why his acting was on par, because he's just like, I'm supposed to be here for 21 days.
Man, he should have been able to fuel that anger into a compelling villain.
I think they're charming enough. It's just everything they're like doing and saying is not great. But like, they're
that was a rough thing for me, is that like I could see the image of them, like okay, they're a human live action version of like Mario and Luigi, but just when they would speak, like the things that they're saying, it's like none of this has anything to do or is bringing me that magic of like actual Mario. So, and like so many moments of like Luigi's like, I got a feeling about this, and he's just like, that is just like his whole, I don't know, inspiration for the tasks that he was kind of performing. It was just like, what are we doing here? Like, this is just so ridiculous. And that was really what was preventing me from, I feel like, getting attached to our main characters. Like, I could see them, but then as soon as I heard like what was going on, or like just, yeah, like their reactions to certain events, it took me out of it. It was like, I can't, like, I don't even want to know what's going to happen next here, but I have to. Then just constantly checking the time, like, oh my God, still so much of this movie left. Rough.
Yeah, and they do the whole brother scenario where Luigi's very, I don't know, he's energetic, he's optimistic, and not that Mario is not that, but he's more realistic. They make him a ladies' man in this. He knows how to talk. He knows how to talk to the ladies and stuff like that, and he's always kind of having to hold Luigi's hand, but Luigi still gets him out of trouble. Yeah, he's bigger brother, but Luigi still gets him out of trouble multiple times, where sometimes I actually feel like Luigi's the main character of this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, he definitely is, and I feel like Hoskins kind of takes a backseat for a bit. Not that he gave a shit, because he said this was the worst decision of his career life. So, again, I have more trivia, but that's the most of the trivia.
What is Bob Hoskins known for?
His biggest thing would be Roger Rabbit, if you've ever seen that. That's a live-action cartoon thing. That would be, like, his biggest, I'd say, like, family one. Then he's done a bunch of dramas. He was also Shmi and Hook, if you ever saw Hook at some point.
Not Shmi from Star Wars, the great Shmi?
No, no, not that. Not the wife of Qui-Gon Jinn. No, just Shmi, the guy who's, like, Captain Hook's, like right-hand man and stuff like that. Or
I haven't seen any of these things, but I'd take
your word
for it.
Yeah, he's a guy. He had a very good career. Like, he was, like, this was, he did this to, I don't know, just, it sounds like a lot of them did it because they're kids, and he, you know, his son knew the movie and stuff like that. Dennis Hopper, who played King Cooper, said that King Koopa said at the, he pretty much just said it was like a job that he took on. He said he wanted to do it so his son could get some shoes. And then his son said to him years later, like, I didn't need shoes that badly once he saw the movie and stuff like that. So I think he was like over. I think he was like over. Dad. I think he was embellishing the story.
How expensive are these shoes that you
I think they're embellishing the story, but I think he just meant like to get his son a pay, like just to support his family.
He got paid
right?
In provide, shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. They gave him replica of the boots.
Yeah, the rocket boots. Yeah. Powered by the bullet bill or whatever.
Yeah. But yours don't work for your son. But yeah, he was in quite a bit now. He's passed. On, but he's I think he's passed on. Actually, before I misspeak,
yeah, rest sure in about. Peace,
yeah, Bob Hoskins. But yeah, he did quite a bit. Taylor, you didn't right. say anything.
I was gonna either. Say, like, Taylor, you don't want to say anything. I'll move on, I guess.
But. No, I was, I
he
was
did
curious.
Pass on in 2014. Yeah, there you okay. go.
I was curious because when we were talking about just like how they didn't really have a lot of capture of that soul Mario kind of brought in here, and I think you mentioned that, Kirkland. Just how there really isn't any proper sustenance. So I was curious. I wanted to look up the date. Obviously, May 28th, 1993 is when the movie came out. And I was looking at the games, the Mario games that came out before that time. And when you look at that, like, there's definitely a fair amount of Mario games going back all the way to the 80s. But I guess, like, in theory, like, there's not really a lot of source material for this kind of... the narrative or the story you're trying to tell here. So I can see why they really just... said, fuck it, we're just going balls deep here with our own
there still
thing.
Really isn't anyways, right? Like, it's the narrative's pretty simple of Mario and Luigi are plumbers that get sucked to this magical world and they go on an adventure to save these ladies, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, and I guess technically that if you, that is the log line for this movie. They did that, right? They're plumbers and they got sucked into a magical world. I wouldn't say that. I'd say a nightmarish world.
Disturbing, yeah.
Yeah, like, and
Silent
they have,
Hill type world, yeah. They got fucking sucked into.
And they have to save this princess. Yeah, and that's what it feels like, the world. It feels like when people pitch rated R stuff and like, yeah, I'd want a rated R Star Wars. And they start pitching off all these things. You're like, okay, now it's not Star Wars anymore. And that's what this, like, that world, even though it's not rated R, the Mushroom Kingdom Brooklyn, it feels like somebody just read that log line and then went go and like, let's make it gritty and dirty. And it's just, it's weird because, again, same thing. I don't understand why the studio wanted a family movie and the directors didn't, why they... went with these directors that feels like it's yeah. You know, they should have pulled a Kathleen Kennedy and just fucking ripped these people out and did something. But yeah, it's a gross world. I'd never want to be in it, you know.
Mm-hmm. One thing too, kind of on your point there, Taylor, I was really surprised to see Daisy in this, because obviously I'm like, well, this looks nothing like the Daisy that we know and love, and the fact that Peach isn't in it at all is strange, especially because Mario has a love interest and it's like, why don't you just make that Peach.
Daniela.
Princess Daniela. For the sequel.
You don't know about her?
Yeah, I guess they're saving it for the sequel. But the choice of Daisy, because I'm like, man, 93, like, I feel like Daisy didn't really become much of a character until, like, the sports games and stuff, which only started in, like, the 64 era and the end of the 90s. So that was kind of weird. I'm like, what was she even in before this? And to my quick research of this, it seems like she was only in one game to this point, Super Mario Land, which is like a low-key Mario game that most people have not played, including myself. So I, yeah, very, very puzzling choice, obviously, like, for what the story they were trying to tell and making this more love interest thing, like Luigi and that highlight there. It made sense to put Daisy in that role instead of Peach. But even then, that seemed like a weird choice to even have that character named Daisy to me. I it just seemed weird because of the timing of it, and by the end of the movie it's like, why is this Daisy? It doesn't really make sense.
Well, they put her in like a pink dress at one point when she's captive under, like,
and she's blonde.
House. And she's blonde. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had all the signs saying Peach.
It's so they could put that character on the posters, people go, oh, it's Peach, but really, like, well, Luigi's more the main character, so we're going to have Daisy in this. And I guarantee you they were going to bring Peach maybe in a sequel or something, because they end this in like a Back to the Future. Like, Mario Bros, you're not going to believe it. I'm going to need your help. And I just hate the ending of, like, they're
Metroid
calling them
Gun.
The Super Mario Bro. Yeah, they're going to cross over right away. They were going to get to the Avengers first. But yeah, it is odd, especially if you're trying to again, in a studio route, if you're trying to go for all these things. But even just the idea, think of calling, like, King Koopa, King Koopa. Like, just call him Bowser, you know? Like, at that, like, it's a weird choice that they make. Almost like, well, he's not Bowser because he's not this dragon. But it's like, you don't care about the rest of the lore, so just call him Bowser to cash in on the name. And they turn him into Bowser, which is, like, yeah, actually, like, doesn't look the worst for 93. Yeah, like, to me, when it's like, this is not bad for the small amount it's in, but those are the weird choices. Where Daisy, okay, King Koopa, okay, like, why does this feel so specific, but then this isn't? I don't have those answers.
Isn't
for you.
Bowser even known as, like, the Koopa King?
He is. He's the same character. They're trying to make it seem like they're two different characters.
Like,
but then
the, like,
end,
the hair that was looking Bowser too.
That's why Dennis Hopper must have hated this. Every day, those 17 weeks, he had to get his hair fucking styled like this. He's sitting in a chair. He's looking in a mirror, just seeing them strip his, like, it must have been the worst.
He must have, like, permanent hair damage after the
production
of this thing.
Yeah.
His hair was
permanent
after. He's marked for life.
Just full Draco Malfoy mode for the rest of his days.
I was kind of happy that they didn't use the name Bowser just to sully my man's name.
Fair.
But it still was an interesting choice.
Yeah. And to your point, Kirk, it feels like it's like a fan film that they somehow found a loophole to do. Like, you know what this feels like, Taylor? And not as bad, because they put some like more love into it. But this feels like Pooh, Blood and Honey. This feels like if Mario had the public domain and people like, let's just make a Mario movie, but darker and guns. Like, even the fact that Daisy walks it with a fucking gun at the end is like, why does she have this? So that's what this movie feels like. It feels like somebody cheaply got the rights and it's just making it. But it's not. The Nintendo all agreed to it and it was all signed away and good to go, you know? So
it's good to go. Taylor, what did you think of this version of Yoshi? Because it's hard to be like, oh, that was a terrible idea. Because it's like, well, it's just a regular dinosaur, which Yoshi is just a dinosaur. But obviously, this is just like a very generic what dinosaurs probably actually look like versus
the style
of Yoshi.
You know, we at this time, this is the same year that we had Jurassic Park coming out. So I feel like the directors
2 months
whatever,
earlier.
Yeah, I think that they're like, okay, you know what? We got wind of a big dinosaur movie that Spielberg's working on. You know what? We got to sneak onto that set. They sent in their hooligans, their goons. They snuck a model off the set, and this was maybe like a baby T-Rex or something.
Did they get a defective model?
Maybe, probably, yeah. They sent the two Koopa cousins in for this job. And, you know, those two doofuses,
God, so. I forgot about those guys. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But that being said, like, it's very, very weird seeing this dinosaur sitting in there, especially because I guess he's related to the Koopas and like everyone down there, like when they're not supposed to be, because they're fire breathing turtles, right? They're Koopas, they're not dinosaurs. But that's besides the point. They've rewritten
somewhere in the chain. They connect.
Yeah, they've rewritten all of it. So, but I mean, it was cool to see like this friendly looking little T-Rex. But there's not much positives like vibes I have on this, but I mean, again, you know, dinosaurs. Yeah.
He's scary. He's just fucking scary, the Yoshi. And I get that's the whole point of this world because it's dark whatnot. But like Yoshi, I feel like is always a kid favorite of like the lovable pet that Mario's with and rides baby Mario. Like say, like you have all this lore. I always think of people think like my kids don't have any Mario plushies. Like the only plushies they have is Yoshi's plushies. We got a pink and a green one because like Yoshi's that character, and you see this Yoshi, and when I was watching my kids, I'm like, that's Yoshi, and like the look on their faces, they didn't say anything. The only review I got from this movie is that Gwen said this movie was poopy because I said I have to watch this, I'm sorry, and stuff like that. And I described and then I asked if she good liked critique. She asked like, do you like it? I'm like, no, I don't think this is a good movie. And she's like, yeah, it's a poopy movie. I'm like,
you
yeah,
did the thing I did with
movie.
Madison. Sorry, I got to watch this in the...
They had a choice to go elsewhere, though. But they were still... Because it was confusing for them because the Mario movie's coming out, and I had to be like, no, this is something... this is my first time being like, this is a movie that people don't really like, and it's not, you know, we're going to see one next week that's going to be better. But they were still like a princess, so that gets them. But yeah, Yoshi was just scary. And think of night... Like, this is like if Tim Burton made fucking Mario, you know? Creepy Yoshi.
Yeah, and like when it grabbed, oh my God, what's her name? Harry's aunt. It was like
Aunt
Petunia from Harry Potter.
Aunt Petunia Yoshi like grabbed her. I never once like thought of that idea of like a Yoshi just Well, yeah, for that reason, Yoshis are, like, so lovable and friendly. But, like, this Yoshi was just going to, like, eat this individual. And I'm like, holy fuck, this is terrifying. Especially just, like, the actual, like, scene of, like, the tongue come out.
Oh,
it just,
yeah.
Yeah, it was creepy. Like, Yoshi's tongue, I never think of it being this, like, really weird, gross thing. Because it's just, like, very cartoony. The little sound it makes, too, is, like, very fun and happy. But this was the complete opposite. I did not love this version of Yoshi. Like, even when Daisy like pulled that knife out of its neck and like took off the collar, part of me was like, I think Yoshi's just gonna eat her right here. Like this thing is just an animal. It doesn't seem like a friendly creature.
We haven't seen Yoshi in any trailer for the new movie, have we?
So they, in the trailer, in the snippet, you can see what seems to be Yoshi's Island with other Yoshis. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is the actual, this is like a Yoda thing.
That's
are they called Yoshis?
Because there aren't dinosaurs ever, right? Like the Yoshis, I was just.
They're dinosaurs.
I always thought that was like the race, though. It was just like Yoshis. Like that. Like, that's the species, I guess, of the creature.
Or is it like Mario? Is it Yoshi Yoshis? Like Mario. And I'm like, Yoshi's got a
shell on the back too, right? Or is that a saddle?
I think it's a saddle.
Yeah, it's a saddle. Yeah. I think it's supposed to be like a raptor type.
Okay. Well, yeah. This might be like a Mandela thing where I always thought it was something else than what it is.
I think the
I
first
didn't need
one,
to answer this question.
Yeah,
damn, this
you,
movie.
But I think the green one is called Yoshis, but I think because everyone just affiliates with that, they're all Yoshis, but technically they should be dinosaurs with all separate names. What are you bringing up here?
Scylophosaurus or something like that. Is there?
Okay, this is a picture of Yoshi's. What is this going to?
How does that help us?
I'm looking like, you sure that's a saddle? That doesn't look like a secure saddle.
Well, that one looks like a shell.
Looks like a shell.
Okay. I guess,
but
yeah, maybe
right, at times it
maybe
looks
it's
more
a shell, but it's used.
There you go.
It's used as a saddle. I guess.
Yo, that's your answer.
Yoshi's.
All Yoshi's. Yoshi Party is fantastic.
So Neil will explain. But yeah, so I think Yoshi in this movie is either going to be safe for the end or he's going to be an end credit. Like, I mean, not this movie, for the
okay,
the current. Yeah,
say.
No. Yeah, there's an end credit. Did you watch the end credit? No, I think for the current day. So they've shown that they exist in the world, but I think that's going to be their sequel tease as Mario gets a dinosaur friend.
Mm.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense because Yoshi didn't come around for a few games anyway, so that's maybe a nice thing. And I mean, a lot of characters in that movie didn't come around.
And they're doing Smash Bros. Stages to do Mario Kart. You got to save something, right? They can't just blow their wad completely. I think this would be a billion-dollar franchise. So Yoshi, oh man, I hope we get I hope we get like a mini origin story. But how does that quickly, off tangent, what is the canon of Yoshi with baby Mario? Because the story was plumber gets sucked in pipe, saves kingdom. How does baby Mario with Yoshi get worked in the canon? Was he there all the time? Is it like a chosen one thing where he got sent back to our world? He's supposed to be in Mushroom
Kingdom?
I think
it's maybe like a prequel situation.
No, I know that, but I mean like that means baby Mario was in Mushroom Kingdom for a time, right?
Well, he
Before
was
in a man.
Yoshi's Island.
Okay, so he was in Yoshi. So he was in. He
Which
was
is
not
different
on,
from Mushroom Kingdom.
So he was not in Brooklyn. I'm saying right at one point, he was a baby, and he was in Yoshi's Island. He went back to Brooklyn, and then he went down a pipe to Mushroom Kingdom.
Well, I don't think Brooklyn. Sorry, are you asking about this movie, or are you just in the game?
Mario entirely.
Because I don't think the Brooklyn thing actually is ever canon. I know in Odyssey they go to New Donk City, but he's not actually from New York. I don't think.
But he's from our Earth, right? He's from our North American.
I don't think
Earth.
That's ever confirmed.
Really?
I never once thought about asking that question.
Because he's definitely. Well, we're answering them today.
In what
it's
game,
Italian,
in what game does that happen?
Italy is Earth, so there you go. Because
but
an
in a game,
plumber.
But in a game, Taylor, does it ever say he's Italian?
I don't know if it says
I
that.
I feel like that's not actually a plot point.
That's
like,
a
yes,
good point.
He is kind of Italian, but I don't think it's like in the game, there's no Italy. So
in
no...
The, he's from. In this movie, though, that's the story that
yes,
he's from.
No, in
Earth.
The new one,
yeah.
Yes. But in the games, I don't think so.
And so then, where was he plumbing in Mushroom Kingdom?
Once again, I don't think he's ever explicitly a plumber, right?
Taylor, he's definitely a plumber. He's dealing with all these pipes and stuff
he's
like that. That's
with
what
the pipes and everything.
Yeah. Taylor,
like,
can you look? Can you search?
Is the pipes though, or is he just using the pipes?
Can you search? Is Mario from Earth? Just search that. Just see what comes up. It's more interesting than the movie, you know. Okay. So we're
yeah,
doing
it's
it.
This could be the
Mario fandom doc wiki here.
Perfect. Yeah.
Mario Perfect Luigi resource. Lived on Earth, sometimes referred to as the real world, and ran a Brooklyn plumbing business. Mario Brothers Plumbing later arrived in the Mushroom Kingdom via warp pipe.
Where
Many
is
of
that,
the brothers
where
relatives.
Is that from though? Can you?
And
it's like the movie's wiki that he's on.
No, and they also there was.
any game I've played.
There was a 90s animated show where they were from the real world as well. So that has been established like in the past. I don't know what game. I feel like I've heard that term real world though before, not the reality show, but in the game. Like I feel like with Mario RPG, I feel like I've seen the term real world.
But I then mean, again, RPG, that would actually make sense because that game actually has a story. So maybe they would have something like that.
But again, is this like a Harry Potter situation where he goes to Hogwarts, but he's like actually the chosen one is attacked by Voldemort? Because what are you doing here? Oh, no. There you go. So but because this is the thing in the baby Yoshi, he was in Yoshi's Island. And they send him back to Earth and then he came down. So he was always supposed to come back.
It's not explicitly stated in the games whether Mario is from Earth or not. But given the fantasy setting of the Mushroom Kingdom, it seems that he is not from our planet. However, it is important to remember that Mario is a fictional character. Yeah, okay.
Hey, don't tell us that. You're into the podcast, ChatGPT or whatever. They're trying to end all our content.
It's important to remember.
Well, we're going to have to revisit this. We're going to have to talk about this again. I'm going to put the question out for our next newscast tomorrow and see what the patrons think.
It could be answered in next week's movie. We don't know.
Well, they've answered that already. That's in the previews.
Looks like Earth in the previews. Yeah.
I'm just kind of basing it off my... Like, especially, like, thinking about the first games, you know? Because I know in Super Mario Bros. 3, the setup of that game is that the whole thing is, like, a stage play. And, like, the whole game is just, like, a show that they're putting on. So I feel like in that, I mean, it's never also stated that, like, this is a play that's happening in New York or something like that. But that's kind of the setup of it makes it seem like it is this thing that's not actually occurring. It's just, like...
It's like a Taika Thor Ragnarok Love and Thunder when they have the characters redoing themselves.
Sure, yeah,
right?
Kind of like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, and even then, how do they have so many pipes down there? Maybe we'll get some more answers. So, what do you guys think about King Koopa? Dylan already talked about King. Sure. You know what? We'll take an ad break and we'll get to King Koopa. Let's take our second ad break and we'll talk about the villains of this movie. So we'll be right back. And we're right back. Before we go to King Koopa, actually, I forgot. I just want to mention, because I'll forget, the woman that plays Aunt Petunia in Harry Potter and whatnot, unfortunately, they make her do a lot in this, like, just silly stuff. When she gets electrocuted, man, just some of the funny shit. She falls off this catwalk, and they just cut her, and she's just on this fence. They've spiked her hair, and she's just like, she's looking like, but, like, because it's not, she's looking like Marv in Home Alone, too, but because it's not funny, it's just sad to watch her have to do this. And I'm just like, oh man, this sucks so much for her. But yeah, she's were they trying to make her to be like the wizard or whatever, or like wasn't she portraying some sort of other villain? I didn't look into.
Man,
but
I thought she was gonna be Peach for a moment before they actually said her name.
What?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Peach.
For whatever everything else I've seen in this movie, Peach hadn't popped up yet. I'm like, oh no, this is gonna be the version of Peach. They're gonna do an evil swing.
Okay. I'm trying to get on the IMDb, and I have to share this, that I went on IMDb or like on the Google search, and here's like the top cast. Okay, that you know, you got John as Luigi, you got Bob Hoskins as Mario, Shigeru Miyamoto's put there. I don't know if he has a cameo or something like that. And then
probably,
it has, you know, Dennis Hopper as Bowser, Daisy, and then the sixth one is just someone who is playing a prostitute. That's like literally when you Google this thing, the fact that that pops up is wild.
Does it say prostitute in the name?
Just prostitute. Yeah, that's the character's like role is prostitute.
Like, why at any point did Nintendo like get a script that featured prostitute? Like, yeah, this is good. You know, like,
oh, God.
It's like they just
million
like
dollars.
Yeah, it's like they just like, we don't know how to make movies, so let's just give it to them. Like, just do it, and then they saw it. But yeah, there should not be a prostitute in any Mario movie.
Her character's name is Lena. Okay. So I don't think it's based on... I've never heard that before in all my Mario lore. So I'm assuming that's a new fictional character. So it's like, why is that a new character? But then Daisy is like pulled...
Sequel.
Oh, it's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, I just thought they were trying to do something because they gave her that puffy hair. She had like the rogue white streak through it. She was obsessed with magic. So I was like, are they trying to paint this out? She's going to be like the wizard type of character. And she's a... Because I don't know if the wizard's a male or female. Like, I don't think that's stated. Again, another thing stated in the game. So like, could have been. So yeah, she was... Just love struck with Chris Cooper. Fuck, I keep doing that. King Koopa, and of course turns against him to prove her worth or something. I don't know. And Hopper's trying, I guess. I don't like. I don't think it's a good performance. I don't have much to say about it. But I don't think there's much he could have done with this. What's on the map? But
I guess like talking a little bit about what Koopa, what his plan is in this movie, right, is to get this crystal that Daisy has to connect this world with the dinosaur world, right? Is that essentially what's going on?
Well, he's
on
in
here?
The dinosaur world because when the meteor hit, it broke the two universes apart. So they are trapped in their dinosaur one, which is all destroyed. He wanted to merge that Earth human one back with his.
Right.
So it's one.
Right.
And then he wants to turn the us on Earth A Brooklyn into mammals, remember? He wants to turn specifically into monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's our fault that the meteor hit.
Yeah. So that's a pretty wild idea there.
I hope that's the same plot of this animated movie too.
I liked when Daisy brought Luigi down into like the dig site and was like, "Yeah, look at these bones of what these newly discovered dinosaurs we found." Like, I think she says like they weren't animals; they were just monsters or something like that. And they had opposable thumbs. Like, we're just getting like really deep down like dinosaurs with opposable thumbs and everything. So.
And the pipes explode, and
yeah,
like
the,
some...
the what the Scalelli brothers just like sprint out of there, but the wet bandits more like
holy fuck, like actually, so they're supposed to be just like a contractor, like that's literally like what these guys are, and they just show up in their like Italian mafia like just rip off outfits and like crew, and they're just like big Italian dudes, they're just like I'm whatever Scalelli, whatever the hell the name is, yeah, Klaus. And like just like yeah, their whole ambiance was just like that big intimidating mafia, like Italian mafia guy, and I was just like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like what are they even constructing? Like it just seems like from what they're pitching is just like a general contractor working on this thing, and then we just have this like super like crime boss just show up, Kingpin basically.
Well, like, for people that don't know,
intimidating.
If they
okay, yes.
They're like the rivals to Luigi and Mario. Like they keep beating them for the jobs and stuff like that they establish. And that's why they because they're trying to get there and they're like, oh, the Scalelli brothers are here already. Like they're really mad about that. So and that's how they have time to help Daisy, which is just so funny. Like when the water's bursting the pipe, Mario takes a wrench and he like turns it a bunch and like, oh, it's clogged, and Luigi's like, I told you, this guy knows everything. Like, all he did was move a bolt.
Even better than that, like, they're both plumbers. They're both are, like, certified plumbers in my mind. And, like, just water's going everywhere. And Luigi's like, I know exactly what to do. And what does he do? He goes and grabs Mario. does it.
Well, he says he's not certified. He's training. He's an apprentice.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay, sorry.
He's like, Mario's the plumber.
Fair enough.
Do you do that at your job, Kirkland?
Essentially, yes. So yeah, it all makes sense. Yeah. But he's just like handing him tools, and I just found it so funny. He's like, I know exactly what to do, and it just seems like they fast travel too, like where Mario is, and he just like gets his tools and then comes back. I don't know. I'm getting a little nitpicky without having to.
A little. No. Do you have a crew as well at your new job, Kirkland, that just comes and steals your guys' jobs even though you're under contract?
Oh, those bastards! No.
The Scarellis.
Definitely not the big Italian mob boss. No, not on our site.
Damn. King Koopa, any thoughts?
It's tough because like I don't even have much to like say other than just I really didn't like everything that was going on. He was not a like no redeeming qualities.
His blanket statement. Didn't like anything.
anything going on.
His inspiration, like I could not eat into it. And just like every time he was on screen, it was just making me upset. So yeah.
Man, I feel like we went from John Wick and we're like, man, when's the last time we had this positive on a movie? I feel like this is going to be like, this might be Notorious, our most a movie we've lit like the least ever or anything, show, game, like nothing to say. Mm-hmm. But Taylor, what about King Koopa? Did you like his hair? Great Halloween idea.
Yeah, the hair was definitely a highlight. I liked when we got the
good Madison bad dressed
cop.
Up as the other chick.
That's the chick with the
Jesus.
No, your baby can be a little Yoshi or something, but this version was a scary dinosaur costume. Imposable thumbs.
I like the good cop, bad cop setup that he's just playing like really nice. He's like, oh yeah, that Koopa, he's bad. He's talking to Mario.
He's an egg sucker.
Yeah, he's bad. And they're like, oh, well, we need to talk to him. Like, we need to talk to that pastor. You know, we got this almost understanding, all that stuff. And then he's like, where's the rock? And he's like, well, like we don't have the rock or something. Like I'm paraphrasing, of course, but then he just turns on a dime and like starts like poking Luigi's eyes out of his face or something like that. He's like, "Your Koopa? What?"
He literally resorts to, like Taya said, asking them once, and when they go like, "What rock?" He then resorts to gouging Luigi's eyes out. Like doesn't go any further because they've actually had the rock. So if you were to talk a little bit more, they might be like, "Oh, that thing on the string we saw." But no, he just resorts to he's gonna fucking blind this innocent man, supposedly.
This is after the actor's 3-hour fight with the director. He's very it's all improv.
Yeah. It's all improv. And then right after that point, like so much for this good mayor, he didn't even pay off the cops. The cop comes in first thing, King Koopa, like he blows it around too. So yeah, that was not a great. And we forgot to mention that they make Mario and Luigi both pretty stupid in this movie. They're very gullible. They fall for things, which I'm sure they'll kind of do in the animated one. But you gotta strike a balance.
Mario was pretty smart
in this.
Yeah,
he didn't pick up all that this evil dude was King Koopa though. Like that. Like I feel he was like.
I mean, they were in this new world for what, 5-10 minutes?
I guess.
And the guy's like the mayor of the town. Like, you probably think, okay, people elected him. He's probably a decent dude, right?
You think that once I see that hair, I know this guy. Anyone in that hairstyle is not a decent dude. But fine. Yeah, Mario, I'll say he's the smarter one of the two. I don't know if I can call him smart, but I'll call him the smarter one.
You know? Yeah. I like when he was sneaking into that. Well, I didn't really like it, but this is a scene. I should instead of saying I like this, I should say this was a scene in which he's sneaking in to save all the girls because part of this like Koopa plan is that he's like, well, I know a girl has this rock and Daisy has it obviously, but he doesn't know that. So he's just collecting random women and like putting them into this room and just locking them there. And there's a fucking Goomba in there just like hanging out. So Mario like breaks in and then he meets up with Daniela or he like, you know, signals to her like don't make a noise or something, and then she tells one of her friends, and then in just like the most stupid way possible she's like, "Hey Mario," like, "What are you doing?" And then it just creates this whole havoc situation where the Goomba hears that. So it's like, it's just so poorly done. Like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb.
And like, what does Daniela think Mario wanted her to do in that moment? Like, go tell your friend that I'm here. Like, I took it as distract the Goomba.
And there's only one enemy, you know? Like, it's probably not that hard of a situation to do without chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed the tunnel race because they're going down there. At one point, they just go back to the Koombas, and one is just riding on the other one for some reason. Enjoyed it again, meaning lightly, like enjoyed it as far as what's happening here. But yeah, one's on his belly, and then one's just on top of him on his belly. I didn't understand the significance of it, but the Goombas fucking suck in this, like all these guys. So
That scene, I swear, they did like the same turn so many times. I'm like, man, I feel like this tube was actually like, you know, 20 feet long or something, and it had two bends in it, and they just like filmed it over and over again of them going through this, because they always did, like, they would turn left, go straight for a bit, turn right, and it was always that same movement. So I'm sure they did it that way, but I feel like, strangely enough, I don't know if there was a Mario like pipe slide in a game prior to that. Obviously that was a big thing in Mario 64, right? You're like racing the penguin and stuff like that, and that since has like happened a bunch of times. But I don't know if a game prior to that had like a tube race like this. So I thought it was interesting. Like, I don't know if this somehow inspired the developers. Yeah, it'd be wild if it did. So that stood out to me as being kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, and you know, I should like this movie more for this reference, but I couldn't believe at one point they tell Mario like they gotta go do this stuff, and Mario goes, "Oh, I was supposed to take Danielle to WrestleMania." The most random fucking thing ever. I never remember there's a WrestleMania reference in here, and I hate that it's in here because it just dilutes and brings wrestling down even more than we're in Philly with. Like, fucking this Mario would go see WrestleMania. I don't want this guy anywhere near WrestleMania.
They probably paid a pretty penny to get that shout out into this movie.
Oh God, I hope not. But like, and like, same thing. What's this plumber doing? He's trying to make ends meet. He's buying tickets to WrestleMania and stuff like that. And but anyway, then was speaking about the girls. I hated the scene where that first girl like took the rock, and it was the girl in the red and everything. And that's when we got introduced to the boots. I hate the boots. So like, I'm sure everyone else does, but like, the boots are so dumb. These like sci-fi metal, they spring up and then they just. disperse air to, you know, replicate the Mario jump and stuff. But that whole thing of the girl having them and then Mario having to go dance with her later on in the movie, just, and then later on she smiles at Luigi and gives him the boots. Oh, my last point too, in that same scene Dylan brought up where they get all the girls. Mario starts to fight King Koopa, and he's off somewhere. And so it's Luigi, Daisy, and he's with all the women there. And I don't know why this stood out for me. It just made no sense, and I hated it. It's just, he starts, he's like, come on, let's go. And one of the girls goes, who are you? And he says, I'm Luigi Mario. You got a problem with that? And then he starts to run, and that same woman goes, no, not really. And then they run. And I was just like, the whole dialogue, I didn't understand what it accomplished, because why would they just like, who are you? And then why would he respond, I'm Luigi Mario, you got a problem with that? Like saying it like,
I'll fuck you up. You have a problem with that?
Like he's an established like crime fighter or something. And then it was one of those, like, the movie has a bunch of those, but that one specifically just said of,
yeah,
why did this,
I agree.
Why did this
even
happen?
Her response to just be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, what?
Doesn't matter to me.
What was going on in the script and whoever's writing that day? That was very puzzling.
And maybe that's just a scene they made up on the spot that would make it seem like, because that's a classic movie line, right? Oh, you got a problem? But just like, I'm Luigi Mario. Like, okay. So, yeah.
Here's an interesting thing. The composer, Alan Silvestri, known for Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame. It's interesting to look, but he's done a lot of like big movies and stuff like that, but it is interesting to trace back from Endgame to this and
his origins.
Yeah. What a career this guy's had.
He's trying not to trace it back. Well, luckily he had Back to the Future before this, so he had that Craig going of like, go. He had, yeah. And, but he created the Avengers theme because he also did Avengers 1, so he created the...
Legend.
Yeah, not so much here, but they're not his fault. Like, I'm not saying the music's awful, but there's nothing. It's not like, oh, this movie's trash, but like this Mario theme's really
stands
out.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? You would think that would be fun, at least, is let's do a couple remixes. Like, some underground theme stuff would work really well with this setting, but they don't try
it's probably
any of that.
Begging Nintendo, let me back in on this new movie. I swear, I can do it good this time.
There was a couple moments I was expecting, like, I don't know, like an alternative version or remix of like a classic Mario song. Like we had like the main theme briefly in the very, very beginning, like when they had like one of like the logos come up, like even before the movie started. But like even just like when they're in like the tunnel area, I was playing like the da-na-na-na-na-na. Like just those like really classics, but just like remix to make it different and fit, I guess, what they were going for with this world. But that did not happen at all. I was kind of surprised with that.
Well, they don't get their... Oh, Brian Tyler's doing the score for this one, so that's really good. Yeah, Brian Tyler's good. He's done Guardians, but he's done a bunch of other stuff. Now I'm being bad not naming everything, but he's good. You search Apple Music, Spotify, Brian Tyler. He's done a lot of great movies and stuff like that. Taylor, no better than me. I think he did one of the X-Men. I think he's did like Kingsman, stuff like that, but he's done a lot of good stuff. But yeah, speaking to your expecting music, also to the list, one of the trivia notes is they didn't put their classic costumes on until about 62 minutes. So the red, which was annoying to me, that they're even just their regular plumber outfits weren't. They weren't wearing the red and blue. Like, at one point, Mario was wearing a green jacket, which bugged the shit out of me. And then Luigi was just wearing blue something with a hat and a chain and stuff.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he was wearing yellow.
And
then Luigi was wearing red at one point. I'm like, are they just completely changing the colors? Like, this is weird when they're wearing Dumb and Dumber suits, essentially, whatever the hell those Koopa cousins were. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, the Koopa cousins, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, I hate the bad guys, the little reptile heads, everything. Like it's just not a great sec. I hate that scene where they make a
very,
make
very
them dance.
Weird decision. Yeah.
Why? Yeah, they were Goombas, right?
Yeah.
They have this issue that they just keep dancing, and King Koopa keeps getting calls like, the Goombas are dancing again. He's like, well, deal with it. in like the main fight when he's taking down like Mario and Luigi. Very, very strange and just weird faces, just very weird all around.
You remember the first thing you got called about in that final fight before the Goomba's dancing?
An egg sucker.
There's
Dennis Hopper. Pizza.
Oh, sir, your pizza's ready. And he's like, I don't have time for that. But like, I think Dennis Hopper said it in a way like it was supposed to be something serious in that moment. And they just added the like, your pizza's here. He's like, I don't have time for that. And poor guy.
For whatever reason, the actor that plays Toad in this. His IMDb picture is one of those Goombas. which is very weird to me. Like, he's been in other stuff. He's done 14 movies across his career since 89. So
that's,
you know, 14 more movies than any of us. But, like, yeah, why is your picture on IMDb fucking Goomba?
It's he weird. Fought to keep that in there, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I'm pretty sure your agents, Mojo Nixon, I'm pretty sure your agents can change the picture.
His former agent, just like, fuck you, asshole.
Password lock the account. Yeah. And he's still acting. He was in something in 2022, 2013 and stuff. But yeah, he
was a guest
on
podcast series on it says podcast series. I don't know if that's the name of a pod. We should get him on and interview him.
We definitely should. We should look into it. See what he has to say. Ask him about first question. Why did you write a picture of a Goomba?
Did they contact you to play Toad in the new one?
Man, he probably has some good stories on set. That would be really cool to get him on.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do when that guy was screaming at the director for 3 hours?
Played my harmonica.
Go ahead.
So with Toad being a, I guess he's a dinosaur technically, or whatever these species are. That was definitely a weird change up. Yeah, very interesting, like, hairstyle too. It was like a spiral kind of like buzz cut. He was just a conspiracy theorist, loosey goosey. I loved it though, because like when I was watching this, and we get to it was fun to look and hunt for the Easter eggs, I guess. And when the cops are like, "Hey, Toad," I'm like, "Oh, it's Toad!" Like, "Oh, it's Toad." yeah,
my reaction as well. Oh, it's Toad.
It's in the ballpark of Easter egg, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a stretch. What about the ball bomb? That was interesting.
Yeah.
Weird choice there.
This movie was $48 million, but none of the budget went towards those bombs, I'm telling you. The way the
a lot of screen time,
was,
though.
Yes, lots of screen time.
We saw that thing moving around a lot. And I guess it was funny, I suppose, but wasn't very funny.
Around all those cars that were decked out and individually like made to look different. And like,
those police cars.
I don't understand why they do that for the Mario movie, but they still did it. And it's like a lot of effort. And anytime I'd see like that, the bomb was like going on the road and all these cars avoiding it and crashing. It's like, man, that's a lot of work that went into this movie. And that's
there was jobs.
Luckily people got paid. So good for them, you know?
There was one scene which I didn't understand, because the two cops were side by side. Over Luigi Mario in their stolen cop car. And
wait, just Luigi Mario?
Luigi Mario were in the cop car.
Mario.
So Luigi Mario and his brother Mario.
Yeah, Mario. Yeah, Mario.
You can say then, Mario and Luigi, but if you say Luigi Mario, you're talking about just
has
Luigi.
A new context now.
Yeah. Because his name is Luigi Mario.
Did you know that, Taylor?
There's a scene they're explaining to the cops, and the cop's like, so there's three Marios. And he's like, yeah, Mario, Luigi, Mario, right? You got to be careful about that. Yeah. Continue.
So the cop car is going along.
Who's in it? Who's in the car?
The bros, the super bros.
Perfect.
Wario.
Wario Waluigi and Waluigi Wario.
They're driving along, and then you have the two cops parallel to them, and then there's a scene where they accelerate ahead of the brothers, and then they like do a side stop and like they come to a complete halt, and then this fire just bursts out, because I think they're shooting flames on the sides, but the cop cars just randomly explode, and the Mario Bros just go right through, because there was no barricade or anything. The two cop cars just go stop and explode and out of nowhere. Yeah, it just didn't make any sense.
Terrible policeman.
Right. I agree.
Policemanship.
Yeah.
They did. This movie had the snap in it at one point. Mario and Koopa were kind of getting fluttered into dust there.
Yeah. Not that feeling so good.
Looked great, just like Endgame. Once again, a lot of connections between this and Endgame, strangely enough.
This was the inspiration.
Alan Silvestri was
scoring. We got
scoring.
The Iron Man boots. Oh my god, there's so many connections.
When he was scoring Infinity War and he saw them disappear, he must have had major PTSD.
All negative memories.
Yeah, what's that? What did you do in this movie? Yeah. Oh my god. Just like, oh look, the rock is in its place, whatever the fuck Koopa says, and they're going in and out and all this stuff. And then I wonder, I don't know if they show that one guy he turned into a monkey ever get turned back?
Who, sorry?
Remember when at one point Koopa does get sent up to our Brooklyn and he turns a guy into a monkey and then they get sent back down. This is when, so I don't think that guy ever got chained.
No,
I think
they just probably
monkey.
Forgot about him.
Monkey so. Man.
Terrible. Terrible for his family.
DK yeah, Origins, probably, it, for the next movie.
Oh, fuck, you're right. That was you're absolutely Kong. Right. Oh. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, and yeah, because on the news, and they're going to call the Super Mario Bros. And they save the city, knowing some of this man turned into a monkey whose family's abandoned him now. But hopefully they took care of him. You know, I'm pretty concerned. Hopefully they just didn't get to go into a zoo or
compensation.
Big time compensation. If I get turned into a monkey at my job, I expect my family to get some good money. You know,
a lot of bananas you get gifted.
I can get those myself if I'm a monkey.
Imagine that you're trying to reconnect with your family. So you like go, but there's like, they just call like, you know, animal services and they like put you down. That'd be a sad life.
Put you down.
Put you down. You can't have a monkey attack.
Hey man, you saw what happened to Harambe.
Stranger things have happened.
My only two notes I have left is once I saw the nuns with the egg, I knew it was over. I'm like, oh, we're fucked. Like this movie, because that's where Daisy gets birthed from the egg. And I was like, once I saw it, I was like, oh no, the nuns with the egg. Oof.
I was so confused as to just like the opening of this movie. It's just 65 billion years ago, whatever the hell number they said. Probably a million, billions, long time ago. But just Brooklyn. It's like, okay, I never thought of like 65 million years ago. It was just still Brooklyn, but okay. And then we did like 20 years ago and it was that origin. And I thought it was like Bowser's origin because I'm like, okay, we got an egg creature. This is, and of course, I'm still thinking positively that like this this might be a Mario movie that I can accept. But no, it's Daisy. And I did not see that coming whatsoever. It's just a human was hatched in this and I was like jaw to the floor. This is probably like 3 minutes into the movie already, next into my hour 44 venture. But what an opening.
It took a while to get that cleared up for me too, because I forgot she was in the egg. So I feel like it's like halfway through and they finally explained that she was in the egg and stuff like that.
It was explained when Bowser, or almost called him Bowser, King Koopa was doing his little tongue thing to her. Doing his little tongue thing to her. You know who you are. Which is like a very creepy scene.
I hope no one ever says that to me ever again. Because if someone says, you know who you are, like, what am I supposed to insane? What am I supposed to take from that?
The more slobbery, the better. That particular scene.
I don't know, and if we have anything to talk about the fungus, they try to get the mushrooms in here. There's a fungus.
Oh yeah,
it's
like a shield that like pops up and blocks the shot.
Mushroom,
right?
Yeah, Daisy's father's gooped in fungus and stuff like that.
That was a gross scene.
When Luigi's like introducing himself, Luigi Mario to be specific.
Great to meet you, sir. He like shakes his hand, which could be his whole freaking heart or something. Like it's just a glob of.
And John's
goo.
Just like 100 shots in on this whiskey, like just drunk out of his mind. Like, what am I doing right now?
And they're trying to make some humor. She's like, "Oh, I know this is really soon, but I want you to meet my dad." And like, no, what's so weird is he melts from the fungus and he ends up in the chair and he says some stupid line like, "Whoa, what's going on?" They never have a scene of Daisy reuniting with her father at all. Mm-hmm. This whole movie, she's been trying to get her dad back, loves her dad. King Koopa holds it over her head of like, well, I didn't kill your dad, but I have him. Not a single scene of them together. So really, why the fuck did you pay an actor to come back? Like, maybe that they didn't. Maybe it's just some guy off the set. But like, not a single scene between Daisy and her dad. Mm-hmm. Pointless.
Kind of crazy. Travis, you mentioned like the ending sequence when she pops back in and she's like, "You're never going to believe this." Did you guys find it strange too? Because Mario's response to that is he's just like, "I believe," and then just like fades to black. It was like a very jarring, just line delivery, fade to black. All of it just felt like, obviously it feels like one of those like post credits kind of scenes. So it feels like the end of the movie, but the way it was shot and edited and whatnot just was very, very bizarre. It felt like it was maybe a blooper or something like that. And they're like, "We only had this one take, so we're just going to leave it in."
We got to let the people know there'll be more.
It was basically the ending of Back to the Future, though. It's just like,
That's what they're inspired by. Literally Marty, said, Doc and Marty. Yeah, they literally just, they quote it as, they want a Back to the Future ending. And
it's just like, I at this point in the movie, I understand this has nothing to do with other Mario, but she just looks like she's straight out of like Terminator or something with like her dark outfit. And I definitely think just the instant like fade to black and just credits was very jarring because I was expecting something else. I was relieved. It's just like, okay, we're done. But still, I'm baffled as to just what happened. The whole movie, but also just that ending.
Then don't forget, right away, you get hit with the original song by Roxette, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's like, the first thing that pops up is, it was a big deal to get Roxette, apparently.
I don't even think it made it off my screen before I just turned off the movie. Yeah.
They were really happy about Roxette.
So you didn't see the end credits scene, Kirkland?
I did not. Tell me about it, Taylor. Did they introduce the side character?
They reintroduced the Koopa cousins, you know, and we're like, oh, you know, get your own kind of like... What was it, show?
Is there actually
like
an end credit scene?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
you were trolling me earlier.
I thought you were about to pull up a fucking clip and then be like, and then show us something jokingly like you've done before. Like Michael Keaton. Right? Yeah. Like, oh, first picture of Michael Keaton. And it's that, like, I thought there's an end credit scene with the Koopa cousins. So we had an end credit scene, as you're telling
me.
Yeah,
there was
really like forward thinking.
A businessman here or something like that. And let me see. I'll pull it up here.
People would go through the credits on this one.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I found it. Okay. It exists.
Fuck. Full screen that.
Can you
please
hear that?
No.
Y'all have to recite it to us, Taylor.
So there you go.
So they're basically talking out in context. They're saying, like, we're going to do a video game based on your many, many adventures. So here you go.
Okay.
Two random lawyer type characters that we've never seen before.
Yeah.
What would you call it? Iggy's World.
Is this who they're supposed to be? Isn't
Iggy
like
and Spike?
Yeah, they're Bowser children.
Oh, Super Koopa cousins. There you go.
Oh yeah.
Did they say their name in the movie? Because I totally
blanked. What a weird end credit scene. Man.
I thought you guys knew that. I was watching the credits because, like, yeah, you know, like Muds there, Dylan. Like the music was bumping in those credits, so.
Oh, it was fine, but after a minute, I'm out.
Taylor's mask. Dance with me, mask.
I did not expect... when was the first post-credits scene? I thought it was like a later thing in history. I didn't think back in 1993 we were doing that.
I could be wrong. I guarantee I'm wrong. There's one that did it before. I know Ferris Bueller was before this, and that did it. The whole, hey, the movie's over. Go home. But I guarantee there's something before. But that, I think, is known as like the iconic, what started the trend of like...
This one here,
Mario Brothers.
This one. Yeah, no. Ferris Bueller, just like Luigi Mario, I'll specify. Ferris Bueller was the one that started the trend there. So
gotcha.
Is there anything else?
The video game reference. I don't even remember specifically what happened, but Luigi was like doing something that he kicked ass on. He's like, oh, it's a good thing I played all those video games. Tying into the, of course.
That's when he was fondling like the dash inside the cop car.
Yes.
And Mario's like, how'd you learn how to do that? He's like, it's, you know, sitting on my butt playing all those video games.
Yeah, do you think in their world, like, what is there a Nintendo console? Because does that exist Mario games?
It's just Sega.
It's just the Stadia, probably.
Maybe just like arcade games.
The Stadia. Wow. Bold, good.
The Atari and Stadia.
You reminded me too of that, like, just when they're driving in the car, like they're just like bickering the whole time, and Mario's like, "Fine, you drive," and he just like takes his hand off the wheel, just drives forward, and like head on collision, like with another vehicle. Luckily, the physics just allowed
top?
Him to.
Luckily,
he like mounted on top, but he's just like, "Fine, you take the wheel." Like they would have died like instantly, just head on collision. But
that's just gonna say, unluckily they survived because then we got the rest of this movie. You know,
yeah, that was an early portion, I think, too. In the movie,
Luigi's like, "How you still drive? Or how you still turning this thing?" Mario's like, "I'm not." Great writing.
The best.
That was a good Luigi, Taylor.
Oh god.
Surprised me with that one.
Oh boy.
Travis, do you have any other trivia on this one?
I got I'll take our last break because we're trivia and then our final thoughts and ratings, which will probably be pretty fast. So all right, be right back. And we're back. So as I said, it was hard. I do got some casting stuff, so this will be fun. But most of it was just people talking about their experience being awful and stuff like that. I talked about Hoskins and his son. Talked about Dennis Hopper explained, yeah, about the shoes. His son said he shouldn't have done it. During a chase scene, Bob Hoskins broke his finger on the van's door that slammed on his hand. It was Leguizamo's fault, but he apologized and he was accepted, probably because they're drunk. For the rest of the film, Hoskins is wearing a cast that's painted pink to look like a hand. I actually never looked out for it, but I guess it is there. In addition to the finger, he was stabbed 4 times, electrocuted, and nearly drowned. And Bob Hoskins says, and that's just what happened to me. because it happened to a bunch of other people were getting hurt and stuff like that.
He got stabbed 4 times.
Broken finger, stabbed 4 times, electrocuted, and nearly drowned. That's what he said happened.
He got stabbed 4 times.
Yeah, probably by the boots or the Koopa thing, something like that. So probably not a deep stab, Jesus but Christ. It pierced his skin. Dennis Hopper, and this is a reoccurring theme that people would bring up. So the directing duo is a white.
Near just reaction. To that.
That is just poor working environment. My gosh,
yeah. He has scars because of this movie, or he had scars because of this movie. I didn't include them all, but this was a reoccurring thing that people would bitch about the directors. They were a husband and wife duo, and apparently people were not happy with how they. It sounded like they weren't getting
fucking on set.
It sounded like the husband and wife duo didn't have a good working relationship, and then so that kind of bled down as well. But Hopper said it was a nightmare, very honestly, that movie. It was a husband and wife directing who were both control freaks and wouldn't talk before they made decisions. Anyway, I was supposed to go down there for 3 weeks and there for 17. It was so over budget. I talk about the drunk thing. Allegedly, due to the drinking, John Leguizamo was hit by a car, breaking his leg. You can even see a cast on him in some shots. So, you got Hoskins with a cast on his arm.
This is why you don't drink at work, people.
Had to get through the shoot, Kirkland.
How many injuries would they have prevented if they just weren't hammered on
set?
Yeah,
to an extent, it's you can't blame the director for him getting hit by a car.
You didn't get that work safe claim.
And literally, this is Bob Hoskins in a separate interview saying the exact same thing Dennis Hopper said. It was a fucking nightmare. The whole series was a nightmare. It had this husband and wife directing duo whose arrogance had been mistaken for talent. After so many weeks, their agent told them to get off set. Fucking nightmare, fucking idiots.
That's better written than any line in this movie.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
How do just producers not it's so weird, just in today's day and age of I feel like we're hearing so many producers wanting to micromanage things, whereas this just it seemed like they just had a project and we'll come collect it when it's done.
Oh, yeah, the 90s, man. It was just Mario, let's
Wild,
get the
Wild
movie.
West.
The entire cast and crew disliked the pair of directing duos for their allegedly obnoxious and controlling behavior. They were regularly rewriting the script and making major changes to the film without telling each other. Without telling the members of the crew. The film crew would regularly refer to them by insulting names and even had t-shirts made that displayed rude comments. Specifically, Bob Hoskins had a shirt that called them the C word and the cow. Reportedly, at the point, Dennis Hopper was so fed up with them and drawn out, constantly changing production. He spent almost 3 hours yelling at them. Yeah, we went over that. But yeah, so I guess now at one point the cast and crew were wearing shirts, making fun of the directors while they're filming this movie. So it was, something not
my
great.
God.
Now into
crazy.
Oh yeah, and then the original director, Peter Levy, of director of photography, was fired after the director's producers were unhappy with his work. DOP named Dean Seemley was called to replace him. Within less than a week of joining, he called Levy and said that this is a big regret signing on this movie, and he dodged a bullet. So he knew a couple days in, the guy that they had previously, good for you for missing it. And then go ahead.
Sorry, I just want to say, I think there's actually a documentary on this movie that was released in 2012 or something
like
that.
Is there? That'd be
I didn't watch this movie until yesterday, or I watched it in 2 days, Kirkland. And yesterday I finished it and I was looking up stuff. I wish I had watched it a bit sooner, and then I would have had actual time to go check out this documentary and see some of this stuff. Cause I genuinely want to see cause obviously there's a lot of vitriol from all sides of this thing. I would be so curious to see truly where it started. I don't know. Not that that documentary would get into all that nitty gritty if it's you know, 17 weeks of filming or something like that. But man, it's,
I'm gonna look into
it's wild. This is very weird.
Yeah.
So looking at these two directors, it looks like the wife, she directed something up to like 2018. She did something called Tell It to the Bees. And then it seems like
Nick fucking Cage, nightmare.
The husband, they were directing things. It looks like a lot of these projects are all both directed by them until they got to Super Mario Bros. That was the last one they did together. That's what it appears to be. So.
Did they stay together or are they divorced?
They have different last names now, so.
Yeah. Okay,
this is the downfall of
They're no longer Luigi, Mario, and Mario.
Not Mario fans. Yeah, they don't like the game.
No, and I think they did direct something before this that was, like, relatively a hit or something. Like, they had something that there was some stock of why they got this gig. Nothing massive, but something like, oh, we could trust them, and clearly it didn't happen. So here's some other casting choices to end this off. Tom Hanks was considered for the role of Luigi, but due to failures, Turner and Hooch and Jovers Volcano, the studio believed he was no longer box office draw. So thank God those bombed, because it kind of got him off his radar. Matthew Broderick, Tom Hanks, Kevin Kline, Keanu Reeves, Christian Slater, and John Turturro were all considered for Luigi. So we almost were close again to Keanu Luigi, but didn't
John
happen.
John Turturro. I like that.
I like that too. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton was approached to play Koopa, but passed on the role. Arnold Schwarzenegger also turned down the role. Other actors that were talked to was Tim Curry and Sean Connery.
Tim Curry would have been perfect.
He actually would have been better than this. He would have put on some effort, but... Before Bob Hoskins was officially cast, Danny DeVito and Berno Kirby were both attached to play the role of Mario. I think Danny DeVito was like a natural, like, I'm sure that was close at times and stuff. Other people talked to at the time for Mario was also John Turturro for Mario. Jim Belushi, Michael Keaton again. So he turned, did he turn down Mario? And then like, well, what about Coop? And he's like, no, I'm not doing
that.
He
just never responded to their letters, I think.
Yeah. And this is a year after Beetlejuice too. So I think he was like, I'm going to pass on that. Joe Pesci, Oliver Platt, and then, of course, which I don't know how this would have went, but Nicolas Cage, they talked to you about being Mario. But,
as Mario.
As Mario, which I don't know what they were thinking there. Then Nick Cage is a big star, but yeah, those were some of the things. But yeah.
Weird.
Any last rights still must put this movie to rest?
I'll bring back the number system and give this a 1 out of 10.
Gives it a 1?
Special occurrence.
Yeah, there's some effects in there that are all right. Okay. You know, there's some decent acting from some drunk people. I don't know. Number system's flawed, so I'm
so is this movie. Yeah. I'll piggyback with that. I'll go 1 out of 10. My 1 point would be the actual like execution of those like vehicles and like just some of the hallways. It's just in those moments, like Travis, you brought up multiple times on this, it's just like thinking about the people that were just working on this, like they did a good job of like making those things what they were told to make. I'm not a fan of. Yeah, exactly. But I can't just look at like some of those things and say like, oh, it's shitty, like it looks shitty. No, like it looks like it was done well, but the blueprint was certainly flawed. I never want to watch this movie again. This was a rough one. I do not recommend this movie to anybody. I was gonna say, like, if you're extremely curious, I guess so, but like Travis, you said earlier, just I think what we talked about here was enough.
20 minutes shorter too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you and Dylan are right. I just can't get there. I gotta give the goose egg. I can't. There's just so much bad here. It's just like my eyes hurt from that experience. But no, if cast and crew and stuff, and especially the crew that went through hell and getting stabbed and electrocuted and all this stuff, like maybe brought on yourself a little bit for drinking, but still, it sounds like it's a terrible time. But yeah, 0
I can't believe you've seen it 4 times and you've been a 0. That's wild.
This is going to be the last one. Yeah. Except, like I said, the first two I count as like a kid, so it's kind of like some blinders on. But yeah, Taterfield.
Yeah, I was kind of going back and forth between two numbers, but I think I'm going to go a 1.5. out of 10.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
I was thinking the 2 because, like, I was, like, I just, but I feel like that's a little too positive. Again, my 1.5,
20%.
Is too positive.
Yeah, it's too much.
Too positive. But at the end of the day, I do like Mario. I do like Luigi in this movie. I like their dialogue with each other. And I did enjoy, like you were talking about the set pieces and stuff like that. There was a lot of fun. Like, as soon as we went down into this alternate dimension, seeing the city, see, like, Bomb Cafe, all that kind of stuff. Like, I thought it was fun to see this. Like,
Bomb Cafe. Think about that. I'm going to go to this cafe.
Like that.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, this is such a neat place. Like I loved it if they did, like, an equivalent of this for, you know, like, you go to
Universal to the Mario World. Imagine that opening day. They're like, here we go, kids. They open the doors.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's not from the games. It's from this movie.
There's
this
king.
Is like you go underground
giant
and
fungus
they
sack.
Yeah. It's
I
the fungus.
Remember you.
Brooklyn fungus version. Yeah, kids are excited to see Bowser, but they see Koopa. This fucking guy with his haircut and his long
just
tongue.
Just some guy under the stage actor. Mm. Hey, Dad, I remember you.
Just drunk. Smell like alcohol.
Oh, man. Well, this was a terrible movie, but I think we had a good time talking about this. We learned some Mario lore, learned about some stabbings, and we talked. We reviewed this, and it is done. I'm looking very forward to in a week when we all get to force it here and talk about, hopefully, and what I imagine will be a positive experience with the Super Mario Bros. Movie. This one's Super Mario Bros. The next one next week is the Super Mario Bros. Can't wait. Donkey Kong, the whole crew. It's going to be a good time. So thank you very much for tuning in. We'll be back next week for Mushroom Kingdom, and we'll be boring.
See you. Here we come.
Here we come.